Welcome to Bridges Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. Let's join Joseph Dean Woke for today's episode.
Like I pointed out on the episode of Bridges Step Up entitled Handling People's Flaws, there is no mortal without flaws. Yes, there's nobody you come to that doesn't make any mistake, doesn't have deficiencies in their character. As a result of their flaws, we get offended, we get hurt by the mistakes they make and by the manner they lead their life. Now, a lot of the truth of life is that people react differently to hurt. Some will react angrily, some react by attacking the people, and we have all kinds of reactions to hurt and all that. Now, there's always a proper way of doing anything in life. There's a proper way and the right way to react to hurt, and there's a wrong way to do it. What I want to share with you today on this episode is how are we supposed to react with hurt to hurt and offenses that emanate from the fact that people have faults and emanate from the fact that we cannot change people just because we meet them. We can't also avoid people, because when you avoid one person with this flaw, you meet another person with the same flaw. What do we do? What's the right way to handle hurts and offenses? How do we handle it so that our relationship don't crash? How do we handle it so that we don't offend the next person? And how do you handle it so that we don't even go and die or kill ourselves because people have hurt us? That's my focus on this episode. Now, the first thing I think you should know is this. Do not take offenses and hurts to heart. Now, each time you get offended, I know it's going to pain you. I mean, this is your friend. People have been discussing everything you are doing. And suddenly he has a plan on how to make advancement in your company. And he didn't tell you. He secretly went to the board, arranged with them, he got elevated. Now you feel like, how can he be such a betrayer? You know, he begin to speak English. Now, what I'm saying is this, I understand you have been offended, no doubt about it. I mean, this is your husband. You have trusted him all your day. Even when he went abroad for education, people were chasing you, you didn't give in to them. You stayed with the man, you remained faithful. But now he came home and he started chasing other women. I mean, you felt offended. You felt hurt. Everybody does that. Like, once in a while we get offended, we get hurt and all that. But there's something I want to tell you. Don't take it to heart. My reason is this. There are so many reasons why you shouldn't take it to heart. One of them is the fact that you should bear in mind that everybody has deficiencies in their character. Something, he may have grown up from a background that made him naturally a backstabber. It's also possible that the deficiency of your wife is that she doesn't know how to control her tongue. When she gets angry, she says anything. So that's one reason why you shouldn't take to heart offense. So if you don't take offenses to heart and hurt to heart, it becomes a lot more easier to do the second thing I think you should do, which is to talk to the person. Tell him, why did you lie to me? I asked you, Ejike, what happened about this? You say this when this is the truth. Is it good? You begin to talk to the person. How do you think if somebody has done this to you, how would you feel about it? Now, sometimes people do things, they don't even know the implication of their action. People who are overambitious, this is one of their problems. They just know where they want to get to. They don't care who gets offended or who gets hurt as they get to where they are going to. Remember I told you about open doors. There are open doors that are death traps in disguise. People like that enter such doors and they hurt people, offend people without giving a damn to the implications of their actions. You understand what I'm saying? So talk to them, and when you want to talk to them, please make sure you are not angry. If you are angry, it will be counterproductive. I mean, if you're angry, you're talking to them means next to nothing. So calm down and walk up to them and say, brother, this thing happened. Why did you do this? I mean, pastor, we agree we're going to do this. Suddenly you change your mind without telling me and you left me as if I'm a fool. Talk to them and say to them, this is not good. I think you should have done this. Why didn't you do this? Why did you do that? Again, I want to tell you this. Make sure you don't take it to heart and you're not angry. If you are angry, talking to them will be counterproductive, because you end up saying, why did you do that? I mean, you start shouting and eventually they will have to shout back at you. Or somebody, if the person is like me, if you shout at me, I don't shout at you. I look at you to finish shouting. And when you finish shouting, I don't answer you. I'm not saying that's the way to live life, but I don't know how to shout at you if you start shouting at me. I don't also know how to answer you when you start shouting at me. What I do is to allow you to shout. After you are using your mouth to shout and your energy to shout. So when you start doing that, it's counterproductive eventually. So what next I think you should do, after when you talk to them, one other thing you should bear in mind is this. excuse them. Some of them may even not feel remorseful. I mean, they will feel like, how dare you talk to me? So what it is, I just still forgive them. Because whether they accept that they actually did wrong or not, you owe it to yourself to forgive. I can't start talking about the power of forgiveness now. Maybe next episode I'll talk about it. But the point I'm making is this. You should forgive them so you let go of whatever thing they have done to you. So you maintain your peaceful relationship. So you maintain peace with all men. That is your own way of keeping to the Bible injunction. As long as it lies in your power, pursue peace with all men. Do you understand what I'm saying? So what you bear in mind is, please do not take it to heart. Talk to the person and excuse your offender. You may never know why he did what he did. Maybe he was under pressure. He tried your number. He wanted to call you to talk to you about the change in plan, but your number was not going through. He even wanted to call you, but there was no airtime and he didn't have data. Begin to give these people excuses. You know, one of those things that has helped me in my relationship with people is this. I try as much as possible to give you enough excuses each time you offend me. My reason is this. Giving you excuses make me feel like, okay, nothing. You didn't do me anything. We move on with our lives. Even when you did something to me. Do you understand what I'm saying? It says a lot of things. That's a matter of fact. So please excuse them and just don't pretend that, assume or convince yourself that they didn't really do it intentionally. It was a mistake and it's not something they would have loved to do. Like if everything were normal, they wouldn't do that. You understand what I'm saying? Then another thing I also want you to do is don't fight. Forgive. It's a very important thing you have to do. I mean, forgiving the person frees your mind. Forgiving the person ensures you are no longer angry with the person. If it's your co-worker, you shouldn't have a strong relationship with them. Whoever you have to work with, whether it's your father, your mother, you are living in the same house with these people, with people, you shouldn't have a strong relationship with them. Forgive them. In your mind, free your mind. When the proof of your forgiveness to them is that you don't count on what they did to you. Yes, the other day she used your last oil. And you came back at night to cook and you couldn't find oil to cook. You understand what I'm saying? This is common among ladies. Now try and forgive the person and perhaps go and eat biscuits and go to bed. Also, guy, and go to bed. The point I've made today is this. People will hurt you. They will offend you. That is a reflection of the fact that they are not perfect humans. Please, there is a right and wrong way to react. Wrong way to react is to fight them, to attack them, to get angry, to cut them off, and all that. The right way to react is don't take it to heart. Don't talk to them. Give excuses for their offenses. I mean, just convince yourself that they didn't do it deliberately. And the third thing is this, forgive them, don't fight them. These are things you do and you'll be able to handle or react to offenses appropriately.
Thanks for tuning in for this episode of Bridget Step Up, brought to you by Bridget Word, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many other free content when you visit Brojid.com. That is Brojid.com. To get notifications on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brojid World. You also can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664. May your day be super productive.